Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, a weekly segment where we talk with top administrators from across Central Kentucky. I'm Alan Lytle, and we have in the studio today Danville Mayor Bernie Hunstad. Welcome, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, thank you so much, Alan, for having me on again.
This Thursday, obviously a big day for Center College and, of course, you as the host city of the vice presidential debate. We did have you here a few weeks ago, and we were talking a little about preparations and things of that nature. What's going on in this in the final days here?
Well, you remember we didn't have a lot to talk about in terms of preparations at that point because we were just getting started. But I'll tell you, between then and now, there has been one heck of a lot of work done in Danville.
And all of those preparations have obviously cost money. So how has this affected the bottom line for the city of Danville?
Well, Alan, it'll probably be after the debate before we really get a grand total. But there are some areas that I can give you some specific numbers on. We've spent $12,000 replacing all of the flowers. This was not in our budget. This is over the top of what we normally do. We had in our budget about $190,000 for street paving, for example. And a lot of the paving that we might have done later in the year, we pulled that forward, and we've done some additional streets. So we'll have some additional expenses in the paving. And although this was done for the debate, some of this would have been done anyway, just perhaps not now. When you have an event like this, you often need firefighting equipment that you can get into constrained spaces. And so we acquired a foam machine that is mounted on the back of a gator, and also a gurney trailer, if you will, for extricating injured people out of areas where you can't get an ambulance, perhaps. But realistically, we'll end up probably spending somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000 as the city. And I tell you, Alan, once again, without the involvement of the community and the many thousands of volunteer hours, it would have been a much higher figure.
And that, obviously, you're hoping will translate into additional opportunities economically for Danville down the road.
Absolutely, Alan. You know, we really don't get a tax benefit, immediate tax benefit from this. When you look at the types of revenue that cities, especially the city of third class, which Danville is, you know, basically we have an insurance tax, a wage tax, and a property tax. Center hosting this, other than overtime workers in the area, their wages going up a little bit during this short period of time. It really is a very short-term economic impact. But this international recognition, you know, we're an international economy, and what is important to me as the mayor is that when someone comes looking for starting a new commercial enterprise or bringing in a new industry, if they're in Frankfort and at the Kentucky Department of Economic Development, if they're talking about municipalities, you know, they will have heard the name Danville. They will recognize the city name of Danville. And they'll already have a very favorable impression about our city.
And in terms of new industries, what would Danville bring to the table from an international standpoint?
We're in a very good location. When larger industries come looking, you know, they're one of the things they're looking at is the labor market. And we draw from a wide seven-county area. So we have a sizable, available workforce. And then the transportation, you know, we can go east, west, north, or south. We're not right on an interstate, but we have good connector roads, and we're stationed well, regardless of which direction it's that your particular industry needs for transportation. We have the number one feature that I like to talk about in our community is education, and it starts at the high end with Center College, a nationally recognized school of excellence. We have excellent high schools and grade schools. We have the Bluegrass Community Technical College. We also have a National College. So we have the full spectrum of available education there. And I think that's a very strong plus for our community. So those are probably, you know, some of the principal things. We have KU is our electrical source, so we have a good price on power. We have one of the better water supplies in the state of Kentucky. So we have a lot to offer.
What kind of feedback have you been getting or noticing? You had mentioned the out-of-town license plates and things like that. Any chatter from the coffee houses that, hey, Danville's a pretty nice town?
Well, you know, my wife is in real estate, and the number of calls that she is now getting from individuals who are looking to relocate, I think we mentioned before, we were number four in the nation as recognized as a retirement community. So we see, you know, I hear those type of calls through my wife that they are definitely on the increase. We have several people that I've talked with recently in the Lexington, Nicholasville, Louisville area, even interstate. You know, they're looking at relocating. So we do see that. People are aware that Danville has a very positive image, and that's kind of reflected in the comments that we receive.
All right, final question as we get closer and closer to the debate on Thursday. Talk about the logistics here as far as, I don't know, the logistics as far as street closures, what's going to, how the debate is going to, how the debate festival is going to affect the, you know, getting in and getting out of the town.
Well, it's very important, I think, for people to realize that that I am anticipating, and I think the community is anticipating, more visitors than the 2000 debate. So the city has located two parking areas on the way into town. One of them is the Baptist Church coming in from Harrodsburg on 127. The other is the First Christian Church coming in Lexington Road via 33, 34, 27 from that direction, if you were leaving from Nicholasville, Lexington. We're going to have shuttle buses. They'll start 9 o'clock in the morning, and they'll run till midnight. Downtown, most of the – well, all of the streets essentially will remain open until 6 p.m. 6 p.m., there's a number of streets that will close, primarily Main Street, a good section of Main Street, because Main Street passes through center and near the site of the debate. So it would be nice if you wanted to utilize that parking space and avoid some of the congestion downtown. The road closures and additional information will be on the city's website, and so you can go there for a little more detail. I would also refer you to the center website because, as you can imagine, there's things that are better left at home. You know, don't be bringing weapons, large knives, and other things. For a more complete list, you can go to the center site and get that. Those are the two things that would really help everybody to have a more enjoyable time. We're looking forward to some great weather. You know, this fall is a great time of the year. You know, one of the things the city's done is we spent $12,000 and we have set out new mums. Fall foliage should be in bloom. You know, Danville's surrounded by countryside. We have a great Main Street downtown. We've got a good assortment of various restaurants and of those type of activities. So looking forward to it. It's going to be a great event. Really excited about it.
Our guest this week has been Danville Mayor Bernie Hunstad on Mondays with the Mayors. Thanks again for joining us today, Mayor Hunstad, and best of luck to you this week.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you very much for the invitation.